Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Country kid fun. Warm weather always reminds me that country kids know how to have fun. An 8-year-old from the Denver area made me think about this when he entertained me with adventures he enjoyed at a trampoline and arcade business near his home. After he detailed hours of good times performing tricks and challenging friends, I wondered what my grandkids would remember about their country childhoods. Thank goodness I spied two teens playing a crazy game of either hide-and-seek or paintball war in between lined-up bales along Highway 24. That nudge reminded me boredom wouldn't affect anyone growing up in our family. When those first seeds of concern sprouted, I should have thought about the farm kid essays I read during decades as a rural English teacher. On many occasions, I burst out laughing either in the middle of class or I interrupted quiet family evenings with guffaws that made my husband question my sanity. Nothing beats bales for fort building, hideouts in hedge apple wars, or simple jumping exercises. Who needs trampolines when you can leap from one round mound to the next as you strengthen your legs and your balance? Add someone to chase you and the thrills multiply. For less adrenaline rush inclined youngsters, these offer quiet refuges for cloud watching. Not only do humans enjoy fragrant bundles of straw, hay, or alfalfa, critters like them too. Rural youngsters often spot redtails or northern harriers perched atop them, spying their next meal. Talk to farm or ranch folk and watch their eyes smile when they tell about finding the farm cat with her litter of kittens tucked snugly into the hay. Bales aren't the only kind of fun country kids enjoy. Hot days lend themselves to unplanned dips in farm ponds or stock tanks. Unlike the municipal pool, swimsuits aren't required. Swimmers splash and giggle alongside the family dog, or maybe feel stocked fish nibbling their toes. Mossy bottoms add adventure as soaked participants attempt to exit upright from the water. Rural escapades don't end when the sun goes down. Evenings offer opportunity to stargaze or count satellites arcing overhead in dark skies unlittered by bright neon. On warm summer nights, entertainment includes counting and maybe catching flitting fireflies. Who doesn't love watching a beetle with a blinking tail crawl up an arm or leg? That tickle combined with the on-off glow is pure magic. Hang around country kids for a while and you realize a word is missing from their vocabulary. It's the overused modern term, boredom. When you live in a landscape that constantly challenges you and permits your imagination to run wild, adventures await 24/7. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayflick. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.